Well, to apologize, we missed the shir last week. Share a thought from Rav Olba in this week's parsha. At the end of the parsha, by the Sukkim talk about the Klai Yisrael did not have water, and they complained. So the place is called Masom Riva because they tested Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lamer Hayesh Hashem B'Kirbeinu Imoyin. Is Kadosh Baruch Hu in our midst or not? So now, Rav Olba brings up there two similarly contradictory understandings. One is on a Kabbalistic level, there's the Metzias of a Kadosh Baruch Hu called Yesh, the Metzias of a Kadosh Baruch Hu called Ayin, and they're grappling with which one is found to them, etc. But the second Pshat, he says that we understand that this Kipshutai. They knew Kadosh Baruch Hu exists, they knew that the Baruch Hashem controls the world, they knew that the question was, Yemiyash Hashem B'Kirbeinu, Imayin, is Kadosh Baruch Hu found in the midst of Klal Yisrael? So do we have an awareness of the divine presence in a significant way that we can feel his presence or not? And they were grappling with that. Had they felt an awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in the proper level, they wouldn't have tested HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They wouldn't have asked how can we get water. When you feel the Russian's presence there in a true, meaningful way, you can actually have the awareness of Russian's presence. So then there's no questions. What's going to be? So they were grappling with that question. He says that Chazal say, for example, the Shekhinah never left the Kesem Aravi. So the person's, what does it mean the person's Shekhinah is in the Kesem Aravi? Like, what is that relevant? What does that do for us? There was the Shekhinah in the Beis HaMikdash. Was much like the Beis HaMikdash Kayim. It should be, the person should rebuild it soon. You felt a different awareness of Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence in that spot. There, the Baruch Hashem took away the mechitza, and we had a greater level of awareness of him. In the presence of a greater level of awareness of Kadosh Baruch Hu, we see the world differently. We see his control. We're not worried about what's going to be, because the Baruch Hashem is in control. We know that he loves us. We know that he cares. We know that he has the ability. So what's to worry about? Like a child in his mother's arms, feels the mother's presence, and it's relaxed. Because it knows implicitly that it can trust the presence of the mother to take care of all of its needs. So if they had been able to be margish that, they wouldn't have asked these questions. The problem is that they themselves were not able to be margish it. And therefore, they ended up with this problem. Famous mice with the kutzer, the kutzer asked, where's the Kadosh Baruch Hu found? The answer is, Lumalos de Marain, where you let him in? That's where Kadosh Baruch Hu was found. I once said over from, I think in one of these, Vertlach from Erev Shabbos, from Rabbi Kaplan, that he says that the my love of Beis HaKnesses is that the Russian takes away some of the impediment of vision of the Russian's presence. He removes the clouds a little bit. And we have a higher level of being margish, his presence. Many of us go into a shul, but many of us go to the Kesem Aravi. We don't feel that. Rav Olba brings from Chaim Shalevitz that a person would not learn Musar before he goes to the Kesem. He accomplishes nothing by going to the Kesem. Without a chana, you don't really get that. Without the person preparing his being and being mitar himself a little bit, he's not margish that presence. So the Baruch Hashem allows his presence to be there. But we have to do what is necessary on our end to feel that, whether that's within the shul, whether that's with the Kesem Aravi, whether that's a person who reaches the Madrega, wherever he goes, he feels the person's presence with him. And he doesn't need that the person should be limited to a specific makom. The whole idea of the person's presence limited to a specific makom is a chiddush. And that's what Rabbi Kaplan is coming to explain. It's not that the Russian is limited to a specific makom. The Russian created a mekaymus in the world where we can sort of step out of the hester and notice the Russian's presence more easily. But the Russian's presence is truly equal everywhere in the world. We only are able to emargish it more because the blockage is less in certain places. The same thing is true by certain zmanim, that the blockage is less in certain zmanim. So the Russian's, he gives the mashal to the sun, which is shining. The sun shines equally all over the face of the earth. There are clouds which block it in certain places. You don't see the sun. You don't feel the sun. Certain places, there's no clouds. And you feel the sun totally. Certain places, there's a light cloud cover. and you feel some level of awareness of the sun being present. And any place, even with a very, very heavy cloud cover, there's an awareness that there's a sun there to some extent, different than nighttime. So we have different levels of being, feeling the hashpa is equal, and all at every single place, the recipients are sometimes able to receive it better or not. Have a good Shabbos.